A lawyer for Columbus Nova wrote in a statement May 8th that the firm's payment to Essential Consultants had no connection to Vexelberg. The White House brushes off the Avenatti allegations. This is yet another irrelevant thing that is made into a big thing, Giuliani told Time. Avenatti, for his part, says more is coming. We've only begun to scratch the surface relating to the information we have, he tells Time. We have a whole host of additional information relating to Essential Consultants. That's bad news for Trump. There's certainly a corruption angle here, says former federal prosecutor Renato Mariotti, noting that it is not clear what Cohen has been paid to do. He doesn't appear to have any set of skills that can answer that. The disclosures make clear that the Justice Department's investigations are in fact expanding and accelerating into territory Trump has previously said the lawmen have no business looking at. Experts were quick to place the range of possible legal liabilities from negligible to catastrophic. Possible lines of inquiry include bank fraud, campaign finance, or lobbying Disclosure Act violations, and even bribery. If the money passed through a shell to Trump, wrote Harvard Law professor Noah Feldman in Bloomberg, it will look as if Trump's fixer set up a shell company to accept bribes on the president's behalf. Trump campaigned against Washington corruption, and the work of Cohen's company may be a particularly stark example of it, money flowing in from foreign interests and big corporations with business before the president, producing undisclosed results on the other side. Which means that when it comes to questionable behavior by Trump and his allies, the president is no longer liable to just to the traditional square-jawed work of Justice Department prosecutors, but also to the slash-and-burn tactics he himself rose to power employing. Avenatti is the first to acknowledge he is turning Trump's playbook against him. The California lawyer says that back when he was in college at the University of Pennsylvania, he took a class where Trump's longtime hard-knuckled political advisor Roger Stone made a memorable guest appearance. You could say that Roger Stone taught me a lot of the skills I'm using today, Avenatti says wryly. Whether that ends up being more damaging to Trump than the traditional legal investigation remains to be seen, but it's clear now that the president faces a whole new kind of fight.